SRN News, I'm John Scott. Speaking with reporters, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's spoken to Elon Musk at length about the GOP tax bill, so Musk's criticism is very disappointing.
This is the most amount of money that any government has ever saved on planet Earth in a piece of legislation. Ever. It's a very important first start. Elon is missing it, okay? And it's not personal. I know that the EV mandate, very important to him, that is going away because the government should not be subsidizing these things. It's part of the Green New Deal, and I know that has an effect on his business, and I lament that. We talked about the ramp down period on that and how that should be duly considered by Congress, but for him to come out and pan the whole bill is to me just very disappointing, very surprising in light of the conversation I had with him yesterday.
House Speaker Mike Johnson. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says smoke from Canadian wildfire has resulted in poor air quality for some.
There is smoke over a large portion of the eastern part of the country. As far west as the Dakotas, Minnesota, and then a lot of areas east of the Mississippi River, all the way from Alabama, Georgia, up into New England. So a large part of the country has some smoke in the sky.
Canada is having another bad wildfire season. More than 27,000 people in three provinces have been forced to evacuate. The smoke is even reaching Europe, where it's causing hazy skies, but is not expected to affect surface air quality. The FBI has arrested a man on charges linked to last month's car bombing of a fertility clinic in Palm Springs, California. One official identified the suspect as 32-year-old Daniel Park, a resident of Kent, Washington. He was arrested Tuesday night at JFK Airport in New York. This is SRN News. Christians prepare to celebrate Pentecost.
Believers around the globe will gather this Sunday to commemorate the coming of the Holy Spirit on the apostles as described in the Bible. The Bible also indicates that commemorations of the event began shortly after it first occurred. Many churches will have special services or special events on Sunday. Some hold an all-night prayer vigil heading into the day. Eastern Orthodox congregations will hold a three-day feast to mark Pentecost. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
World Boxing has announced mandatory sex testing. It's all part of a new policy on sex, age, and weight, which the governing body says will ensure the safety of all participants and deliver a competitive level playing field for men and women. The fighters' national federations will be responsible for administering the test and providing the results to World Boxing. 3 months ago, World Athletics, which governs international track and field, became the first Olympic sport to reintroduce chromosome testing. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Payroll processor ADP is chiming in with its May jobs report. It says just 37,000 private sector jobs were created last month. President Trump says it's time for the Fed to cut interest rates to spur economic growth. Tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from most countries have doubled to 50% as of today. President Trump says the U.S. has allowed itself to be ripped off by its trading partners for far too long. Toyota Motor Corporation shares rose 1.9% after announcing it was buying Toyota Industries, a maker of auto parts and lift trucks, for $33 billion and taking it private. Toyota Industries shares tumbled almost 12%. U.S. benchmark crude oil is priced at $63.42 per barrel after rising one penny. Brent crude rose 4 cents to $65.67. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com.